everyone, and welcome to the Morning English Podcast. I'm your host, Peter.
大家好，我是卡拉，欢迎收听今天的早安英文。
So, today we're going to be talking about the mistakes when saying, do you have a problem? And some other English that we would typically use in meetings. So, firstly, let's talk about asking if they have questions.
比如说 do you have a problem? 或者 I have a problem, 等等之类的。今天就要和大家来聊一聊这句话为什么不能轻易地说问题到底出在哪里。
Good, yeah. So I want to make that clear for everyone about asking, you know, 你有问题吗？
那首先呢，还是建议大家到微信搜索早安英文，回复笔记两个字，可以获取我们节目对应的文字版本的笔记。So I know in Chinese, a lot of students say, 我有一个问题、which would be directly translated into, I have a problem.
Right. So since I have been in China for a long time, I understand that this means I have a question.But it's funny because it also sounds like I have a problem. And, you know, sometimes, you know, 我有一个问题, I do have a problem, right? And I realized Chinese is a funny language and very interesting. In actuality, sometimes, like I said, it really does mean I have a problem, 我有一个问题. But, you know, I suppose it's all in context.
但是呢我也有听到有人讲说 do you have a problem? 这个也是不能讲的对不对
Right.
但是这个呢中文也是直接翻译成你有问题吗It sounds totally fine,、就中文来讲。
Right, exactly. That's why it's, you know, it's very interesting when we translate it.But if you say, do you have a problem, it could come off as a little offensive. Like, for example, if I were ever to say someone that, to, like,in America, they might want to fight me. We say, do you have a problem? Or is there a problem when we're angry or upset with someone?You may have even seen some movies or TV shows where there can be some kind of argument. That is like the time when you want to say, do you have a problem? Or is there a problem?
所以它翻译成中文就是怎么了有问题吗
Yeah, exactly.
想打架吗是
Right.You know, like I said, language, of course, is all contextual. So the next time you want to ask 你有问题吗 you can say in English, do you have a question? Or is there any confusion?Can I make things more clear? So you should say those things instead of saying, do you have a problem? So remember, if you say, do you have a problem? That is like saying the same thing as, 你有毛病吗?
所以呢就是一个小小的词。虽然 problem 和 question 在我们都翻译成问题。但是呢如果你讲 do you have a problem? 就是你是不是脑子有毛病?但是你只要把这个 problem 换成 questions 就好了。Do you have any questions? 你是不是有什么疑惑呢?或者说 is there any confusion? 你是不是有什么就疑惑的东西没有解决?或者 can I make things more clear? 都可以。
Very good explanation. So,in meetings, you can often ask questions such as, what's your opinion on 什么什么什么 global climate change? Or how do you feel about 什么什么什么 the return on investment in year 2020? You know, something like that.
所以呢、这个会议上面、如果说你想要问别人的意见的时候这个句型呢就是 what's your opinion on? On 后面再加你想要问那个东西或者呢 how do you feel about?你对这个东西的感觉感受怎么样
Right, exactly. Those are very, very neutral sentences,very neutral statements. So there's no way that anyone could ever be
offended.
Yeah, exactly.
就是非常中立的。
Okay, so the way to answer those questions would be, I feel that 什么什么什么 I think that 什么什么什么 or in my opinion...什么什么什么 or I believe that 什么什么什么
就是当你被问到意见的时候你要对这个 how do you feel about 做出回答的时候呢你可以讲 I feel that I think that I believe that 这三个动词都是可以的或者呢你在你的观点前面加一个 in my opinion 就我来看然后再在后面 state your opinion 就好了
Right So go ahead and try an example sentence with the phrases I just taught you
What's your opinion on the trade war?
My opinion on the trade war is that it's very unnecessary and that if there wasn't a trade war, it could save both Americans and Chinese citizens a lot of money.
非常的 neutral. 非常的中立立场,非常谨慎。好,那我们接下来, go ahead.
Yeah, okay. So when you disagree with someone, you can say it like this. I understand your perspective, but I don't agree with you because 什么什么什么、mm. Or you can say, I agree with you 什么什么什么
But
I don't feel that 什么什么什么 Or you can just say, sorry, I can't seem to find common ground with you. Or simply say, sorry, I disagree with you. And then、mm. state your reason.
所以前面两个会比较 softer 一点点
Yes、
你先讲说、I understand your perspective. 我能明白你的这个立场啦 ButI don't agree because, 但是呢我不同意是因为什么什么、或者呢你还是可以先讲一句肯定的 I agree with you, but I don't feel that 什么什么然后讲一堆你其实前面那一句话是不重要的 but 后面才是关键的
Yes、
或者呢你也可以直接一点如果说你真的对这个东西、印象很不好啊或者说完全持反对意见的话你就可以直接讲 Sorry, I disagree with you
嗯、mm. 嗯lastly, when you ask questions, a nice formal way to ask questions would be, can you tell me more about 什么什么什么 the projections for next year's return on investment? Something along those lines.
嗯，这个呢，就是想要 want more information 或者 details, 你就可以讲说 can you tell me more about...什么什么什么东西
Yes, exactly
嗯，那我们今天这一期节目呢就和大家聊到这里差不多了 Thanks so much for teaching us so much
You're welcome
English dialogue
My pleasure So、mm. I hope you guys can apply it to your daily language use
嗯，那我们今天这期节目就到这里了最后我是卡拉
I'm Peter
我们下期节目再见
Alright, see you guys
Bye bye